British troops are arriving in Kabul, the Afghan capital. They are the vanguard of an international peacekeeping force that will increase to several thousand over the coming weeks. Tomorrow, the interim administration, led by Hamid Karzai, assumes control of Afghanistan. The international force is designed to help him restore and keep order. Yesterday, the UN Security Council unanimously approved a six-month deployment of the force. NPR's Jackie Lydon is in Kabul. This international force is not without controversy, Jackie. What are some of the issues remaining to be resolved?
Well, from the very beginning, the question of the international peacekeeping force has been a very, very delicate matter, with the Afghani interim government feeling that it didn't want the number of forces here to be too large, that it would provide peace and security for Afghanistan. I think there's a bit of a division there between what the new prime minister, Mr. Karzai, has to say about it and what General Mohammad Fahim, who is the defense minister, wants. And somehow they have to come to a number they can agree on. That number's been fluctuating a bit, before people can feel secure here. Today there was an announcement that all people with guns would be banned from the city except for those belonging to various ministries. So it's a bit fluid, but I think that the new prime minister has said that, you know, he will accept an international force here, and that's what was put in place at the Bonn conference.
Who will control this force?
Great Britain is going to control that force, and 53 Royal Marines arrived at the Bagram Air Force Base the other night. They'll be joined by troops from Canada and Germany and Jordan. I think that will be mostly a medical corps from Jordan. I should say that people in Kabul really want to see these international peacekeepers, never mind what the interim government says. I mean, there's a great feeling here that there needs to be international strength to make everything move forward.
The new government takes power tomorrow, and that's not without controversy either.
Well, the new government takes power against a backdrop of now somewhat muted criticism. Right after Bonn on December 5th, those warlords and others who felt left out of the interim government talked to anyone who would listen to them, complaining about the fact that they had been left out. Now, a lot of that criticism has been toned down. Partly America has put on pressure. Partly Prime Minister Karzai has said a lot about what kind of government he wants. There's also a lot of money coming if everybody cooperates. So you're not hearing nearly the kind of criticism about the Bonn conference and the interim government that you were 2 weeks ago.
Explain a bit more about exactly what's taking place in Kabul tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, Prime Minister Hamid Karzai will be sworn in by Afghanistan's Chief Justice at the Interior Ministry. It'll be a big, fancy, pomp and circumstance type of ceremony, but it will also be peaceful. And I think that Afghanis are really looking forward to a government that will have the eyes on of the world on it, that will take place in an orderly way, and that that has really buoyed spirits here.
And are people there hopeful about their future?
I think people here are hopeful about the future as long as security can be provided. They really like what they hear about Hamid Karzai. They really like the fact that he puts Afghanistan first, that he doesn't have the kind of blood on his hands that others who've come to power here have. Everyone feels that this is the best opportunity that they've had in 23 years. So they feel that, you know, as long as things remain calm and this is a day-by-day process here, that they really have a chance for reconstruction. And that has people very excited. It's hard to find someone who's a naysayer, right at this moment at least, in Afghanistan.